This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer here with Alex Jones sitting to my right, and we are about to throw things over to Paul Joseph Watson. We wanted to get a little round table going here. And I'll just start it with this, Alex. I have never been more patient in my life because it's like they've fallen apart at every angle. They've fallen apart at Trump-Russia. They've fallen apart on global warming. They've fallen apart on open borders. They haven't succeeded anywhere, Alex. We keep winning.
And that's because no one ever really challenged them. And they had this con game going, this illusion, and the globalists had hijacked America and hijacked Europe and used those engines and our good name to take over the world. But ragtag groups for decades, going back to Barry Goldwater, right through Ron Paul, you name it, Ronald Reagan when he was running for office talked about the globalists. Because of that, and then the new media like Drudge Report and InfoWars, and then Breitbart and others that came along later, we normalized covering globalism and the New World Order and what was really going on. They thought they would just use the power of the appeal to authority of MSM to just call us kooks, call us conspiracy theorists, but it doesn't work anymore. But they are going to counterstrike. I mean, 2017 has been an amazing year for awakening, but I agree with Paul. I think 2018 is going to be even more important than 2016 and 2017, and so everybody better be watching their six. And I think out on the offensive. Paul Watson, tell us what you got coming up today.
Alex, we've got the news out of Germany where Berlin is setting up a safe zone, a cultural enrichment free zone, to protect women from migrant sex attacks. They don't say that directly, but obviously that's what it's for, given what happened 2 years ago in Cologne when up to 2,000 women were sexually assaulted by migrant men. Of course, the same thing happened the next year, that they had police out in force to prevent it. And the left said that that was xenophobic. So we'll see if it's xenophobic if these women run to the safety of these Red Cross stations where they can seek refuge from migrant sex attacks. We've also got the left being completely triggered by Trump tweeting about global warming. This continues to rumble on. They're claiming that he's saying you can't disprove global warming by citing the weather, despite the fact that that's what they do every single
day. Well, they even say volcanoes. They even say volcanoes are man-made.
Yeah, any extreme weather event, even if it's in an isolated example, they say it's proof of global warming. If you try to do that against global warming, no. You're insane. You're anti-science.
Wait a second. The insanity doesn't stop there. They blame migration on global warming. Yeah. They even say that migration is a result of global warming.
Yeah, they open the borders up. They say come in. They drive down the wages. They exploit the third world, implode them. White papers admitting they're doing it by design, but then for public consumption, a dust storm, a volcano going off, an electromagnetic storm. It's all us, the humans. It's all our fault. What else is coming up, Paul?
Well, we've got a new prediction of terror attacks. They're saying that the ISIS terror attacks are likely to increase in 2018, because they're being driven out of Syria and Iraq. Of course, the UK, along with a lot of other European countries, are deliberately allowing ISIS jihadists to return to the country. Not just return, rolling out the red carpet in some cases, giving them welfare, giving them housing. So, yeah, of course, the likelihood of terror attacks is going to increase if you import terrorists. I mean, it's a pretty simple equation there, isn't it? We've got MSNBC saying that Democrats need to run on an impeachment platform in 2018. That's all they're going to talk about. So, again, they've got no actual policy platform.
Absolutely.
All they've got is we hate Donald Trump. It failed in 2016. It's going to fail again. But they've got nothing else to go with. So that's all they're going to go with in 2018.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Owen, great job co-hosting throughout the week. I have this mixed deal. Most talk radio doesn't do that. Different host over the show, but it's the Alex Jones show. It's InfoWars Live. The listeners all know who it is, the host. They, you know, they love the whole crew. And so we're going to have Paul Watson for the next 2 hours. And Rob Dews coming in the fourth hour. He's got the folks that on 8chan and the rest of it moderate the QAnon boards. We'll talk about all that to take your phone calls on that subject and so much more. Again, I'm Alex Jones. Paul Watson is taking over. Of course, Owen Schroyer has just done a great job here in the first hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is gaining more momentum. Our movement is gaining more momentum. And now, thanks to you, we are setting new milestones. You have made Paul Joseph Watson set a new milestone over the last week. So we thank you for everything you do for us. Without further ado, I pitch it to Paul Joseph Watson. Take over, Paul.
Thanks, Owen. Yeah, top story up on InfoWars.com this Friday, December 29th, is this headline. Berlin sets up New Year's Eve party safe zone to protect women from migrant sex attacks. Of course, that's our headline. They don't directly admit that that's the reason for this program in the actual press release in the article put out by the BBC. But the article reads, Berlin's New Year's Eve party at the Brandenburg Gate, obviously an iconic location for freedom, not so much anymore, will feature a safe zone for women to protect them from rape and sexual assaults by gangs of migrant men. Women who feel harassed will be able to seek help from a special safety zone located on Elbertstrasse, which will be staffed by the German Red Cross. Now, remember last year, the one-year anniversary of the Cologne sex attacks, they had police out in force, and this is the footage you can see from the 2016 January mass molestation of women outside the Cologne Cathedral. Again, police stood down, they lied about it, they claimed, they put out an NPR-style taxpayer-funded documentary that said it was white German men responsible for the sex attacks. Of course, that was complete nonsense. The government itself admitted that the vast majority, almost all of the attackers, were North African migrants or asylum seekers. We're talking women being grabbed, sexually assaulted, in some cases, raped. There was a woman who became pregnant after being pinned down and raped. She had to have an abortion because of this. Again, this is December 31st, 2015, Cologne sex attacks. They tried to cover it up. The year after, they had police out in force, and the left said, oh, this is so xenophobic. How dare you profile the precious Muslim migrants? And yet they turned up again. The next year, they turned up in huge numbers, even after all the negative publicity as a result of these mass sexual assaults the year before. So that you can't even have police protecting women from being raped anymore without being called xenophobic in certain European cities. So now they've got the Red Cross staffing a safe zone. Again, this is about segregation. Segregation of women in major European cities during major events. This is the Islamization of Western society. Women who feel harassed will be able to seek help from a special safety zone which will be staffed by the German Red Cross. While organisers will obviously never acknowledge it, the safe zone is blatantly designed to protect women from sexual assault by predominantly Muslim migrant men. Now, if you go to the BBC article, which is linked from my article from InfoWars, they admit that this is a response to events 2 years ago in Cologne, which have since been repeated in other cities. Every time there's a music festival in Sweden, there's a number of sexual assaults of women. They call for banning all men because, again, you can't say exactly what type of men are doing this because that's xenophobic. We can't actually crack down on the perpetrators now. Just blame all men. Just blame all men. But even in the BBC article, they admit this is a response to Cologne when, quote, hundreds of women reported being attacked by gangs of men with migrant backgrounds. That's not InfoWars, that's the BBC acknowledging that. Again, despite the fact that they had a documentary, a lefty taxpayer-funded documentary in Germany come out later and say that it was German white men that were responsible and it was unfair to blame the precious migrants. So they got the BBC being honest for a change. Shocking footage, and we were rolling it earlier, we can roll that again, that later emerged from the night of December 31st, 2015 in Cologne, shows women screaming as they're assaulted, with police totally overwhelmed and unable to properly respond. One eyewitness, and we did an article about this at the time with the video, who was a hotel security guard who fought off some of the attackers. Now remember, probably some of you will remember this article. They had a hotel security guard, big guy. I don't think he was German. I think he was an Eastern European, who was actually in fist fights with some of these migrants as the women ran behind him for protection. Because the police didn't show up for about an hour. So women had to literally run into the doorways of hotels and tried to seek refuge there. He said at the time that police told him the scene resembled a civil war, the few police that were there at the time when it began. Some women were pinned down and raped by the migrants, with one victim even being impregnated and later forced to have an abortion. And you can link through to that story in the article. Despite the unprecedented chaos, the German media failed to report on the attacks for days. There was a huge cover-up in mainstream media. This came out instantly as it was happening on social media, but there was a lockdown in the German media for days with them denying that this had even happened. This is the same German media that works directly with the German government to cover up the identity of migrants when they rape women in both mass molestation cases and individual cases across the country. That was official government policy, remember, to cover up the identity of these rapists for at least a year in Germany. And they did that for days on end after this mass molestation, which was one of the biggest stories of 2015, easily. And yet they covered it up for days afterwards. Nobody even knew about it until this deluge of social media reports just became impossible to ignore. German police were ordered to subsequently remove the word rape from their initial report. Again, part of the cover-up, because at the time, Germany was being subjected to this great cultural enrichment experiment overseen by Angela Merkel, who now herself has basically admitted that it was a total failure, as have most of her government. Her approval rating is collapsing. The AfD, the anti-immigration party, swept into third place in the German election because of this completely failed policy that has seen German violent crime rates surge across the country. So they covered it up. They covered up Cologne. Cologne's pro-refugee mayor, you'll remember this one, Mayor Henrietta Recker, responded to the incident by trying to absolve Muslim migrants of blame and was derided for suggesting that women prevent further attacks by keeping them at arm's length. Just mob of 20 men surrounding you as a woman. Just keep them at arm's length. That's a solution, isn't it? Unbelievable. German Interior Minister Ralph Jaeger also asserted that conservatives who criticized the wave of migrants flooding into the country on internet chat rooms were, quote, just as awful, those were his words, just as awful as the migrants who sexually molested women. Absolutely incredible reaction from the German government. Deny, 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 cover up, and then blame the people who are criticizing you. Blame the people who actually want to stop this from happening again. Despite virtually all of the perpetrators being asylum seekers and men from migrant backgrounds, and they had to admit, it took them about 6 months to admit it was true, but they did eventually. And the left came out and said, oh, but these aren't refugees. These aren't asylum seekers, in that, although some of them were. These are people who've been in Germany for years. Oh, great. So these are the supposedly integrated migrants that are doing this. Well, great. That makes the problem even worse. What are you talking about? So after it was revealed, after they had to admit after about 6 months that it was mainly migrants, North African migrants, Germany's public broadcaster later released a documentary claiming the migrants were wrongly accused and that the real perpetrators were white German men. We saw this elsewhere in Germany as well when the crime stats came out. When it came out that violent crimes against women particularly were through the roof, And they did the same thing in Norway. They just said, oh, it's like Norwegian drinking culture that's responsible for this. Again, complete cover-up. Feminist groups in Cologne, you may remember this video, also responded by visiting the local refugee centre literally the day after and handing out roses to some of the very same migrants who may have been involved in the attacks in order to apologise for xenophobia. So that was their first instinct after, what was it, up to 1,000 women raped, sexually assaulted, groped. The local feminist chapter in Cologne, their first instinct was not to go on marches decrying this, demanding it never happen again. No, it was to go to the migrant centre and give them flowers. And anyone who criticised this was bad. We're bad for saying this, that you can't sexually assault women en masse. We're bad. We're xenophobic. Give roses to the actual migrants, some of whom would have been involved in these attacks. Again, this is the fetishization of Islam, the alliance between the far left and Islam, and that's seen no greater than in Germany itself. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the following year, of course, they thought this was going to happen again. We'll get into what happened the following year. This is the Alex Jones Show, live breaking news, InfoWars.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. month. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
We're live. It is December 29, 2017, as we edge closer to 2018. We're talking about a top story up on Infowars.com where German women in Berlin have been offered the use of safety zones during the New Year's Eve celebrations coming up here in a couple of days' time, ostensibly to protect them from migrant sex attacks. We've gone through the history. We pointed out that last year there was a huge police presence at Cologne. And these are the cities where, again, these migrant men turned up in their hundreds looking for what? A repeat of the same thing that happened the year before in Cologne when there were numerous sexual assaults, absolutely horrific rapes of women. That's now looking like it may happen again, potentially. So they're setting up these migrant, women safe zones to protect them from Muslim migrants, ostensibly in Berlin, there at the Brandenburg Gate, an iconic site. But again, you know, I don't understand. We're told that Muslim migrants are peaceful, they respect women. So why do women need safe zones to prevent them from being sexually assaulted in major European cities? Doesn't make sense to me. Jack Montgomery tweeted about this story, Sharia by the back door, women-only party zones in Germany, women-only concerts in Sweden, women-only train carriages in Britain, that's being proposed. Westerners are being persuaded to accept Islamic cultural norms in the name of public safety. Again, it's all about bending over backwards to their culture, even though some cultures are better than others. It's about complete capitulation. And indeed, they asked a professor after the Cologne sex attacks in 2015 what he thought it was all about. He said the attacks were meant to send a message to Europeans that they cannot protect their women. That was the psychological aspect behind it. According to that professor, now we're seeing again, bending over backwards. Not any, you know, national conversation about should we stop importing millions of these people every year. They've had to do that actually in Germany now just because of the backlash. But again, that's not the conversation. The conversation is about, again, bending over backwards, creating safety zones. We don't need safety zones in major European cities during major celebratory events. New Year's Eve. We should not need that in Western countries. This is not Egypt. This is not Tahrir Square, for God's sake. But again, it's about acquiescing to an invasive culture, not reasserting our own culture and taking a look at these immigration policies that have caused this problem in the first place. No, we can't talk about that because, as the feminist said, who gave out roses to migrants the day after the mass molestation in Cologne, that would be xenophobic. We have to have safe spaces. Well, Viktor Orban has set up a similar safe space. It's called Hungary. This is out of Breitbart. Accept the will of the people on migration, culture, or hit the road, Orban tells Europe's leaders. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said that Europeans are asserting their will by supporting leaders who reject mass migration and support Christian foundations, and gave a warning to politicians who deny the natural order of democracy. Of course, he's in alliance now with these other countries, especially Austria, Czech Republic and others that have this alliance which is based around rejecting mass immigration. You don't see terror attacks in Austria, you don't see terror attacks in Hungary, you don't see mass molestations of women in Hungary either. The conservative Fidesz party leader told Kossuth radio listeners that 2.3 million Hungarians took part in the national consultation against the George Soros-backed pro-mass migration plan, and Mr. Orban now intends to spend the next few months convincing his opponents that Europe is right to protect her borders and her culture. So will he be successful in using his own country as an example to say, look, we're peaceful. Women can walk down the street at night without fear of being accosted and assaulted. Do you want to be like us, or do you want to continue down this path of disaster, of cultural suicide? Asked by the 180 Minutes host what made him think that after 2 years since the migrant crisis, progressive leaders would listen now, Mr. Orban said, because in the meantime, elections are being held in Europe. Those who argue for a mixed population and to abolish societies based on national and Christian foundations in favor of living in multicultural societies are continually losing ground in national elections, Orban observed. Because we saw that in no greater example than in Germany a couple of months ago with the AfD surging into third place. He went on to say, European people will assert their will. Look at the elections that have been held in Europe over the last few months. I think this process will intensify. So Viktor Orban set up a safe zone for women. It's called the entire country of Hungary because he's not following the same disastrous policies that created these problems in the first place. London, on the other hand, different story. This is also out of Breitbart headline. Delivery drivers reveal London no-go zones made too dangerous to work by acid attacks and knife crimes. Of course, we had postal workers in Sweden repeatedly a few months ago and again more recently come out and say, look, we can't do deliveries to certain no-go zones in Sweden, which don't exist according to the left and the media. You're a xenophobe, you're a bigot if you say they do. But the delivery drivers in Sweden are saying, we're not going to go here. The police are installing microphones on the streets to pick up the screaming of women being raped because they can't have police stations in the area because they just get attacked and firebombed. But again, it's all conspiracy theory. No-go zones don't exist. Well, delivery drivers have branded large parts of London no-go zones in which acid attacks and rampant knife crime have made them too fearful to work. Again, the no-go zones that they say don't exist. You're a conspiracy theorist, a xenophobic bigot if you say they do exist. The frequency of assaults using corrosive liquid in the city, officially the world capital of reported acid attacks, has left drivers choosing to take a big pay cut rather than braving dangerous areas of London at night. So this would be very lucrative for some of these drivers, but they're saying, we're just not going to do this. It's too dangerous now. A quote, we used to work till 2 a.m. Now people are stopping before 10 p.m., one moped driver revealed to The Sun. After 8 p.m. or 9 p.m., we're not going to those dangerous places. Now they found out what exactly areas they refused to go to, and well, imagine my shock. It was Hackney. It was Stoke Newington. Boroughs, which local MP Diane Abbott boasts are ethnically diverse, noting just 36% of residents describe themselves as white British. Another area described as one to avoid by the drivers is Bethnal Green in East London, which lies in the corruption-plagued Islamist connected borough of Tower Hamlets. Again, where the white population's basically shrunk to about 30%, white people, white British people, are a minority in London across the entire city. These are the areas in which these acid attacks are taking place. Also named by the drivers were regenerated regions, such as Elephant and Castle and Stratford, the latter of which police say is hit by child sex grooming gangs. So again, you know, diverse, culturally enriched, lovely places to live. Sex grooming gangs, acid attacks, and the like. US President Donald J. Trump has previously called attention to some of the problems faced by Britain and its capital city as a result of mass immigration, especially that of terror attacks committed by Islamic extremists. And of course, what was the reaction to that? Well, the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, who calls London a beacon of diversity, said that Donald Trump was not welcome because he dared to tell the truth. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live in the next segment. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Q-Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as I was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Real life it is, the Alex Jones Show. Before we get back into the news, I want to tell you about some of the massive discounts we have at InfoWarsStore.com with the New Year's extended specials. We're still running these. It's time to start your new year right. We're extending some of the best specials of the year to help you start 2018 in the right way. With free shipping, you can put your best foot forward and spend less to achieve your resolution for a healthier life, help support the show, and ring in the new year with these incredible extended specials. We have Myco ZX back in stock, 25% off, free shipping. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. That is huge with free shipping. Silver Bullet, even bigger discount, 67% off with free shipping. And again, Brainforce Plus, the one that the left really gets triggered by whenever I talk about it, even though I take it and it's really good and it really helps me. Brainforce Plus, 50% off right now with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That is really the product that I personally recommend with pleasure. Alpha Power is 50% off. We're going to talk about that in a minute as well. Cell Force is 50% off. Number of other massive discounts right now. Get all these and much more with free shipping. Again, free shipping on all of these discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. That is the New Year's extended specials. Alpha Power is the newest supplement in the InfoWars Life line. It's available to you right now at 50% off. The brand new Vitality formula developed to help boost your performance and energy levels. It's got a powerful set of ingredients, all natural ingredients, including niacin, zinc, LJ100, organic maca root concentrate, horny goat weed leaf and stem. This is absolutely packed. Alpha Power works synergistically with Super Male Vitality to help you become a true alpha male and take charge of your energy to defy age. And you can try the Super Alpha Male Combo Pack and receive 50% off of each when you buy them together. So that's a double discount. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against age and globalist tyranny. Show the world what true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power from InfoWarsStore.com. Again, massive discounts. Please continue to support this network. You've done great in doing that in 2017. Help us get to the next level in 2018 by getting all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to finish up with some of the cultural enrichment news. I often say some cultures are better than others. Well, we have this headline out of The Independent. Pakistani woman gang raped on orders of village council after marrying man of her choice. Sounds really reasonable, that, doesn't it? A woman in Pakistan has been gang raped on the orders of a village council after she married a man of her own choice, according to local media. The alleged assault occurred in a city, district, I cannot pronounce and won't even attempt to do so, near Faisalabad, less than 100 miles from Pakistan's border with India, the Express Tribune reported. Police have reportedly arrested three suspects, including two brothers, over the rape of the 19-year-old woman. The teenager said in a press conference her father had brought her back home after village council members promised the family could give her away in a traditional ceremony. Again, this is the culture we're importing into the West, and the left says it's so progressive. But the council allegedly kept her captive and allowed three men to rape her. Again, perfectly reasonable. The news channel reported she later escaped captivity. DNA testing reportedly confirmed she was gang raped. Her family have appealed to authorities to hold the council members responsible. But again, you know, maybe that's just part of their culture. Maybe we shouldn't be xenophobic bigots and say that gang raping women as a punishment for them wanting to marry the husband of their choice is a bad thing. No, we should be progressive. We should tolerate that. Not just tolerate it, let's bring it in. Let's start saying that the hijab is a symbol of feminism, even though the very first feminist groups in the Middle East tore it off in protest. Even though people in ISIS-occupied areas of Syria and Iraq, the first thing they do when they're liberated from ISIS is remove the hijab. No, it's progressive. We should tolerate it, not just tolerate it, but promote it. Now we have gang rape being sanctioned by local councils, and this has obviously been happening for decades in Pakistan. So why do you think when we import these people, they think it's perfectly fine to sexually assault women who don't wear the veil? But then let's fetishize the veil. Let's embrace it, which is what the left is doing. Let's have Barbie dolls released, hijab Barbie, to normalize it all, when this is the culture from which it emerges. Now, I've quoted Muslim reformists, people who are in a position to know and say, no, this is the modesty culture. The gang rape springs from the exact same well that the hijab does. But no, let's embrace the hijab. Let's exalt Linda Sarsour as the leader of the resistance, even as she tweets about removing the vagina of her critics, of Ayaan Hirsi Ali, who's been targeted to death. For death by Islamic extremists. Now, let's exalt those people. Let's buy hijab Barbie and let's normalize all this. That's what the left wants to do. That's why they've allied with Islamists. That's why ISIS in its own manifesto said, hey, We broadly share the same goals that the far left in America does. They want to bring down America. They want to bring down the capitalist system. So do we. Let's recruit them. Let's give them weapons. That was in their own propaganda leaflet that they put out. We reported on it. Then you had, of course, the FBI field memo, which we reported on, where they said Antifa members were going out to Syria and other places and meeting with Islamic terrorists for training. That was an FBI field manual, and we put it in a recent article about that subject. So that's why they're aligning, because they broadly share the same beliefs. And because I'm not talking about liberals, I'm talking about the far left, the militant Antifa types, broadly sharing the same goals, the destruction of Western civilization, as Islamic radicals. So is it any surprise that they're glorifying, that they're embracing, that they're promoting this kind of modesty culture that leads to the gang rape of women by local council decree in countries like Pakistan? Some cultures are better than others. CNBC reports terror attacks are likely to increase in 2018, with ISIS and Al-Qaeda both still dangerous. The caliphate may be in ruins, but that doesn't mean ISIS is gone forever. Terror attacks are likely to increase in 2018 as the destruction of the Islamic State's physical stronghold in Iraq and Syria will strengthen its will to strike out abroad, experts say. ISIS will want to show that they're still in the fight and their followers remain as fanatical as ever, said Louis Sage Passan, a former British Army intelligence officer. The number of attacks globally will likely increase as the group switches focus from the war in the Middle East to international terrorism. Adam Dean, executive director of the counter-extremism think tank Quilliam, makes a similar argument. He said, quote, "We're going to see without a doubt more attacks in the West." Dean said ISIS is now more focused on revenge and warned against the false sense of victory that many expressed after the death of Osama bin Laden. So ISIS is losing its territory in Syria and Iraq thanks to Trump dropping bombs on them rather than leaflets, which is what the Obama administration did. So they're all making their way back to the European countries from which they emerged. And we're letting them in. We're rolling out the red carpet and saying, by all means, not only come back in, but we'll give you welfare, we'll give you housing, we'll give you jobs. Meanwhile, people who've actually lived in Britain and fought for Britain in sporting events, patriotic people, are being deported. Oh, but if you're an ISIS jihadist, you can come straight back in. You know, Sadiq Khan says Donald Trump's not welcome, while literally, I think it's over 400 ISIS jihadists have poured back into the UK while we face this unprecedented threat, while we have jihadists roaming the streets. After three major terror attacks this year in the UK alone, now we have the highest proportion of ISIS jihadists being allowed back into the country. Absolute insanity. We'll be back in the next segment to talk about it. We'll also talk about what happened in Cairo today when more Christians were massacred by an Islamic extremist. This is the ideology that we're importing in the West, that the far left is embracing. It has to stop. This is the Alex Jones Show, live breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
We are live. It is the Alex Jones Show, December 29, 2017 edition. Before we get back into the news, I want to tell you about two great products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, and this really helps us out when you get these products. We have the Real Red Pill, 50% off for the holiday season. It's part of that New Year's discount special. Similar competitors' products are much less, are as much as $100, but we're excited about this formula, so we want you to try it. A 2-month supply for only $39.95, so it's basically less than $20 a month supply for this. Without the essential building blocks, amino acids and hormone precursor, pregnenolone, your body is unable to even create the basic hormones it needs to operate. This is the true ultimate building block, the missing link that is overlooked across the board. Consulting top scientists, physicians, researchers, we have put together the Real Red Pill. It's one of a kind, all new heart and brain formula designed specifically and exclusively for InfoWars life. The main ingredient here is pregnenolone, a little known neurosteroid with so much potential and science behind it. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age. Studies have shown that levels can decline by as much as 60% between the ages of 20 and 75. So without these essential building blocks, your body lacks what it needs to function at optimal levels. And studies have shown that low levels of pregnenolone are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. So this is really going to give you the boost that you need. It's going to give you that missing ingredient that your body just doesn't have. Now, although it's called a neurosteroid, it's actually totally safe. Pregnenolone is generally regarded as safe in the U.S. and allowed for all athletes internationally by the World Anti-Doping Agency. The Real Red Pill also provides, we always pack these products with as much as we can, it also provides essential trace minerals and B vitamins that are all required for optimal cognitive function and heart health. I need to get some of this ASAP. These vitamins and minerals work synergistically with pregnenolone to deliver results that you will have to experience for yourself to believe. Look at the 5-star reviews over at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're independent third-party reviews overseen by a third-party site, not us. We can't just delete bad reviews if we get them. They are the best reviews because that's organically what people are saying about this product. It is the Real Red Pill. 50% off for the holiday season. Again, support this network by getting the Real Red Pill at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Carnivore, the all-new enzyme formula, which is 33% off, again, as part of the Christmas special. Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life at 33% off. Again, combining that with the health, the heart, the healthy heart, the cognitive functioning, the digestive enzyme assist that you get with this product, again, is key in the digestion process. Increases the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. Again, that's a major issue. With food, sometimes you can't get the nutrients and vitamins out of it because your body can't break them down. Sometimes they're toxic in some cases, so this helps the body with that function. Digestive enzymes also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. So if you've got a problem with stomach pains, indigestion, then this could be a big help for you. It is Carnivore, 33% off with a Christmas special discount right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support this network as it's under constant attack by getting the products. Again, I make this point over and over again. The reason they were able to take down other networks, or at least hamstring them, is because those networks were dependent on outside advertising. I'm talking about the likes of Breitbart, you know, when they have huge leftist, autistic, screeching boycott campaigns against certain news outlets, against certain companies. They're successful to a certain extent because those outside advertisers just cave to the pressure. They don't know that it's an organized boycott. They just freak out and pull their advertising. We're not reliant on that. We're not dependent on that because we have these products in-house. We're only dependent on you. And you, as our audience, we know you're not going to be influenced by unhinged, screeching, leftist outrage mobs that try and bring down different opinions by sabotaging them financially. Of course, we've had that happen in other areas, but not with the products because we're only dependent on you. And that is why we appreciate you getting those products at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's dip back into a few news stories. I'm going to save the freak out over Trump's global warming tweet until the top of the hour because that's going to be a long one. Let's get into a few smaller stories right now. Gunman kills 9 in attack on Egypt church. Again, the Coptic Christians being slaughtered. This is barely even a news story anymore because it's become so prevalent. A gunman opened fire on a church south of Cairo on Friday, killing at least 9 people. In the latest apparent jihadist attack on the country's Christian minority. Again, people don't care about minorities when they're not Muslims or in other cases other faiths. When it's Christians, you know, who cares, right? They're Christians. That's a general attitude amongst many on the left. Because these attacks are so commonplace now, they're being ignored. Health Ministry spokesman Khalid Magad said to state television the gunman was shot dead after killing 9 people and wounding others, including a police officer. But the Interior Ministry said in a statement that the assailant, a wanted jihadist implicated in attacks on police, had been wounded and arrested. Cell phone footage posted on social media appeared to show the bearded gunman wearing a bulky ammunition vest sprawled on a street, barely conscious as people restrained his arms and then handcuffed him. The Islamic State group's affiliate in Egypt has killed dozens of Christians in church bombings and shootings over the past year and has threatened further attacks against the minority. So again, huge amounts of Christians being driven out of the Middle East, being driven out of North Africa, And again, it's barely a footnote. What's the biggest story of the year? Oh, it's the Me Too movement. This has never been the biggest story of the year. It's been the biggest story of the year for the past 10 years, even since the Iraq War when Christians were driven out of the region. But again, now it's barely a footnote. Sputnik News reports US reportedly evacuates Daesh leaders, that's ISIS. I don't know why news organizations continue to use the term Daesh, because it just confuses people. It's ISIS. Leaders from Syria's Deir ez-Zor region again. US helicopters have evacuated ISIS leaders from several areas across the Syrian province of Deir ez-Zor to the country's northeast, Syria's Sana'a news agency has reported. Now remember, a few days ago we had the Russian general come out and say, why are ISIS jihadists still being trained by the US military in Syria? You've got elements of the deep state, which Trump obviously has no control over, that still want to overthrow Assad as part of that disastrous regime change policy that Hillary Clinton and Obama were following. And in some areas, they're still training and protecting ISIS jihadists. Remember the whole, oh, should we arm the Syrian rebels debate, when the Syrian rebels were in alliance to, were defecting to ISIS for years while that was still going on. Well, now it appears that they're protecting them. They're evacuating them. They're getting them to safety to get medical treatment. The article continues. Sana reported that according to residents, the jihadists were evacuated Wednesday and flown to safety in Al-Hasakah province, much of which is presently under the control of Kurdish and U.S. forces. Sources said that several U.S. helicopters had conducted low-altitude flights into the Al-Sad camp for temporarily displaced persons, landing near the Al-Hasakah Dam in southern Al-Hasakah province, bringing in terrorist leaders reported to have joined a new group of militants supported and organized by the U.S. So obviously they're going to label them something different than ISIS and say, oh, these are the moderates, they're still jihadists. They're all jihadists, they're all in league with each other. They either fight each other to see who can control the caliphate, or they just defect to each other. And in some cases it appears that the U.S., elements of the deep state are still not only training but protecting those rebels when they need medical treatment. In recent months, the Syrian government has repeatedly accused Washington of providing various forms of support for ISIS and other terrorist groups operating in Syria, including intelligence which allowed militants to attack Syrian army positions. So again, they're giving intelligence to the terrorists who are attacking the Syrian army. According to Damascus, U.S. air power has been used on numerous occasions to rescue terrorist leaders from their imminent destruction at the hands of the Syrian army, and even to stage accidental attacks on Syrian forces as they advanced against the militants. So because back at the start of the year, we had this huge furore over Trump bombing the Syrian airfield. Again, that was his deep state handlers convincing him to follow the same disastrous policy that Obama and Hillary Clinton have been following, that the likes of John McCain support too. It appears that at least in some areas of Syria, that policy is continuing with these rescues of ISIS fighters, but they're just going to label them moderate rebels. They're going to call them by a different name, and everyone's going to look the other way. But certainly Syria and Russia are ringing the alarm bell over it once again. We'll be back in the next segment of the Alex Jones Show to talk about how the left is freaking out over, you guessed it, Donald Trump's tweet once again. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product.